Welcome, welcome. Diane Kamikaze here. My guest today is Cheetah Chrome, popping in for a little bit of a talk, a little bit of an update on how things are in Nashville. He's playing at Bowery Electric on the 25th. So let's hear bad, Diane, bad. Let's hear what he has to say. Stay tuned. Hello?
Yeah, hi, Diane.
Mr. Cheetah Chrome, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
I'm good. Welcome. Thank you so much for calling.
Oh, my pleasure.
So what's new?
Oh, well, what's new? Well, there's all kinds of stuff going on. You know, the label's been really busy.
Mm-hmm.
It's been my main concern since we got back from South by Southwest. And, you know, we got a couple new acts. We got the Blackfoot Gypsies just putting out their first record, and then we just put out the new Driving and Crying Greatest Hits.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
So it's been, it's been busy.
Excellent. And so the last time you and I talked, Plowboy Records was like a new thing for you, and are you the A&R person over there?
Yeah, I'm the creative director and A&R person.
Excellent. So what... I mean, how has it been for you just sort of developing yourself and finding out what you're good at and finding out what you don't like to do in the constraints of that kind of a job? Do you think that you're a good A&R guy?
Yeah, I think I do a fair job. Luckily I have a pretty good Rolodex. So when it comes time to do things, I don't recall. I was kind of shocked at how, I actually kind of made the transition into being, doing the label thing because, I always hated that sort of thing. And I wasn't sure if I could do it. And, about 3 weeks in, I realized, this is hard as I thought.
Well, and you just may be good at it and you didn't know.
Yeah, I guess so. But I mean, I guess all the time in the business, I learned stuff I didn't realize I was learning, but all of a sudden, things are falling into place.
Well, sure. I mean, your life is in music,
Yeah, so. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That is funny, though. It's like, because you think of, I know all the jobs that you failed at certain points on your way, to where you are today. And like, oh, I'm not a very good meat packer and I'm not a very good this and that. It's like, oh, I think I should do this well,
Yeah.
What was the job that you did worst in your life? Like, what job did you get fired for doing miserably?
Which one? I mean, there's like several.
Well, give us one that has an interesting story or something to it.
And I guess leaving the Dead Boys. Probably.
Oh.
That was in the Sire office. We had the. A big beer summit to discuss our future, and the Seymour Stein was sitting there going, I bet all my money on punk rock, and I was wrong,
huh.
And he was like, well, if you guys want to continue on Sire, we're going to need you to, change your music, make it a little more accessible, and change the image of the band, and possibly change the name.
Wow.
And then one of the other guys actually went, what do you mean, Seymour? And I just looked at him and said, you're actually expressing interest in this? And, I said, well, the first thing you have to do if that happens is get a new guitar player because I'm out of here.
Wow.
And I left, walked out of the office and went and took the subway home.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Good times.
Wow. And here you are on the other side of the desk.
Yeah, I'm sorry. My son's here.
Oh.
He's typing in some stuff on the computer.
And I said, and so here you are now on that other side of the desk now.
Yeah, right. I'm on the other side of the desk right now. I'm sitting like I'm a visitor in my own office.
Right.
he's got the computer up getting Minecraft going.
Oh, nice.
A-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. Sorry, okay.
I hope you're not giving out your password over the air.
No, it was password for nothing. It's not. Okay. Good luck finding it.
So you're going to be playing in New York on Saturday.
Yes. And we're doing Bowery Electric, which is like my new home in New York. I guess I play there all the time. It's a great place.
It is. It's a great venue. And the show is Saturday night, and it's you with the Flesh Tones and then the Split Squad, which is...
Yes, that's Clem Burke. Yeah, I believe Keith Strang. I'm not sure who the other guys are. I'm not sure. Somebody told me, and I slipped my mind again.
Mm-hmm. That's still... You know? I mean, just having... Keith and Clem.
Yeah, right? This is going to be a good start anyway.
Right, exactly, yeah. So,
yeah, and that's two good people, and I assume the band's going to be great. Mm-hmm. I've only heard one song by them, I liked it.
Awesome. So I have a question from a listener also. Do you have a hand in the Rocket from the Tombs record that's being recorded currently?
Not that I know of. I mean, I've been told I was going to, but I haven't been contacted, so we'll see.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, I was always ready to contribute, you know, some music and all that. I'm not a touring member of the band, you know?
Right.
So, you know, we'll see what happens.
And
I didn't even know they were recording an album. That's how much I'm into.
And I do have to be honest, that was a listener question, so I'm not positive, you know, I don't...
Okay, it's, yeah, I don't know.
I'd see that, you know, it could be bad journalism on my part, but I never think of myself as a journalist. I just want to talk to people, you know.
Yeah, you could have it.
About their music and stuff.
Yeah.
So, the newer bands on Plowboy, right, Ghosts,
yeah.
Wolves, and Blackfoot Gypsies... Did they come to Plowboy, or did you choose them? Like, what was the process in getting them on the label?
I had seen the Blackfoot Gypsies with when they warmed up for Alejandro here in Nashville one time.
Oh, right.
Alejandro Escobedo, because anybody doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one Alejandro, really.
Yes.
And, because they, so, I mean, I saw them, and then we were at the... Up by Southwest, Alejandro throws his yearly party. You know, the last one was actually this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the Ghost Wolves played that, and Shannon saw them. We were both kind of like, you know, I like these guys. You know, we were like, we like these guys. So we checked into them, and they had, you know, stuff recorded and ready to go. And we were like, let's do it, you know?
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah. And then Blackfoot Gypsy was kind of a... Another one fell into our laps because they were coincidentally warming up to the Ghost Wolves in the basement when we saw them. I think we saw them at Soundcheck, and we were like, oh, okay, we looked into them. And they ended up coming to us.
And their record is called Handle It, and it's...
Handle It. Just... It's great. I mean, it's a, you know, it's a good record, man. It's my favorite right now. It's, you know?
Awesome. Very cool. And, when you went to South by Southwest, was that primarily for Plowboy, or did you play? I saw that there's a Big Cat Stomp.
Oh, yeah. No, the Big Cat Stomp is like, well, that's going to hopefully become a tradition.
Mm-hmm.
This person might be a yearly thing there at South by. This year was pretty good, pretty successful. So I think it probably will catch on.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that'll be happening. And the rest of the time... you know, I did a few other performances. I did like three, four other performances besides the Plowboy Showcase.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept it light this year because it was, you know, last year I did like 10 shows in 4 days. And, you know, it scarred me.
I was going to say, how was recovering from that?
Yeah, it was weird, man, because I was on it for, you know, 5-6 days. I came back feeling like I've been gone a month, you know. So it takes it out of you all, isn't it?
Oh yeah, for sure. And who's going to be in your band? Who's playing in your band when you're going to be in New York?
Okay, it's going to be Pete Bennett. And I've got Pete Marshall. I'm going to call Pete Marshall.
Okay.
He's played Iggy, you know, and then Frank Ferrer, Guns N' Roses, be on drums, and Keith. Keith, you know, this guy, I can't remember his last name.
Nice.
John Blank. You know him, Keith, bass player. Frankenstein 3000.
I don't know.
I know this guy's last name. I was just drawing a blank here. By listening right now, going,
Well, sorry for asking you questions that you're not expecting, but
it's okay. I just haven't had Noah's last name in a couple of weeks. But yeah, he's a good guy. I've played with him at the Frankenstein 3000 a couple of times down at a Brighton bar.
Uh huh.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
So these are guys from this area.
Do
you have a band in Nashville?
Oh, I got a band in Nashville that is all, like Shannon, my partner here at the label. He plays drums. Mm-hmm. I got Greg Walker, who's an old buddy going back years. He played on the Live in Detroit album, actually.
Oh, wow.
He played on like three or four songs on solo, too. Anything from the Genya Sessions he played on.
Mm.
We got Chuck Tate, who's an old buddy of ours from down here. He had a band called Who Hit John back in the 90s and, played various outfits since.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a very good, very soulful guitarist. And, we complement each other pretty good. But that band pretty much only plays in Nashville.
Uh-huh. Do you have bands, all over the country? Do you have, an Austin band?
Yeah, I've got an Austin band. I think most of it in there is mine, because I wasn't drinking. Okay, I made a mistake. Sorry. In L.A., I use the Streetwalking Cheetahs.
Oh, okay.
Usually, that's fun. I go to New York. There's times I've used the Black Hearts, but I've been working with P. Marshall most of the times from up there.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's worked well. Pete's a really solid guy. He's a good guitar player, and makes a good right hand man.
Awesome. Have you ever toured by just you driving or going solo, and then just playing with your New York band and with your LA band, just doing their cities, kind of almost a pickup tour?
Oh yeah, we do that. That's what I do.
Oh, it is okay. I never really realized that.
I do 4 or 5 gigs in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I do 4 or 5 gigs in California, come up there. New York is pretty much on its own.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting up to Boston and New Haven and all that, just kind of, it's weird places, weird crowds, weird clubs. I love it up there, but they make it hard to tour.
Mm. In what way? What do you mean?
The clubs don't really want to pay, and it's like you get up there, and it's expensive up there,
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So, if you have some guarantees and all that, it's just,
bad. I would think that you're at the point where you can pretty much write your own ticket in terms of where you'd like to go and, make it enjoyable for yourself,
Well, that's what I try to do, because, it's this point, in my life, I don't want to. Just jumping in the van and going isn't going to happen.
Right.
Once in a while, maybe like I did with Driving Crime back in September. They wanted to do 4 gigs and jumping, went up there with them. It was fun,
Mm.
But, for the most part, I like to, treat myself good while I'm traveling if I can.
Right, right. Are you writing right now, personally? Writing songs?
Yeah, I've got a couple things going. I need to sit down and write 3 or 4 songs in a row. I haven't had a chance, but I think maybe this summer I'm going to do that. I haven't sat down and actually tried to write. I'm talking about stuff that kind of just comes to me. I'll be playing guitar while I'm watching TV or something and get a riff in my head,
Mm-hmm.
And get started that way and then take it to rehearsal to flesh it out.
Right, because solo, and now that's been out for about a year and a half, right?
Yeah.
That's sort of a rescued collection of sorts, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it sure is. That was, the Hilly Tapes came from 1996.
Wow.
Where I came up with my first move to Nashville, and I had picked up a band down here. It's funny, because they were a 5-piece. They had a singer and a guitarist that left, leaving a bass player, a guitarist, and a drummer. And I said, this works out well.
Mm-hmm.
So they ended up playing with me for a few years. And that's the band I did Live in Detroit and did the recordings at Woodstock. those tapes got put on hold just because Hilly wanted to put it on CBGB's records. And at the time, there was no CBGB's records. I mean, it was, an idea.
Oh.
I was hoping, I was hoping to maybe shop in somebody that was actually, going to promote it now.
Mm.
And we had a little tip over that, and, the records got kind of stuck on a shelf, and, we just never talked about it after that. Me and Hilly stayed good friends right until he died, and I love the guy. He's like a dad to me,
Mm.
And, so we didn't let that come between us. But then after he passed on, his daughter called me and said she had found these at his house.
Oh.
And did I want them? And I was like, well, yeah, I'd love to have them. And so we got them sent up here. Frank Mosseri from Smogville, he got them and sent them up here. And we started to work on those, and then Smogville decided to go on hiatus.
Mm.
And when the Plowboy gig came up, I was like, oh, well, I've got this stuff. This old stuff I've been working on, and we listened to it and finished it up, did a few overdubs, and that's how it turned out.
Perfect.
There's about six or seven other songs from the same session, but my ideas and the way I would do them has changed so much since they were recorded that I just had to go ahead and re-record them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, speed things and stuff that can't be fixed in a mix.
Hmm. Got it. And then, this weekend is the Chiller Theater Convention in Jersey. And
oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
and yeah. Well, Syl Sylvain is going to be there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Do you have any plans to make another Chiller appearance?
I want to. I haven't done it. I need to call Kevin, I haven't done one in 3 years, or 1 year. I don't know.
Yeah, it's been a little
while. Yeah, last year I couldn't do it. We had the Americana Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And we threw a big party for that down here at a place called Soul Shop Pizza. It's a really nice little venue, outdoor kind of stage thing.
Oh, nice.
And, I would love to do that again. It's fun.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of fun. The last time I saw Sylvain was at your Batusi show at South by Southwest a handful of years ago.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, do you have any plans to do anything with the Batusis?
I'm not sure. Sylvain moved here to Nashville, and we got trouble hooking up. Either I'm gone or he's gone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we're in the same city. And I haven't seen him since he moved here. We talked on the phone a couple of times, but we haven't had a chance to get together.
Oh, how funny. Well, you guys can carpool.
I want to do it as soon as I can. So, Vane, if you're listening, call me.
I'll tell him I'll see him this weekend.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because he's probably playing the party, which is Saturday night, and you're playing Saturday night in New York.
Yeah.
Practically a stone's throw away from each other.
Yeah,
I'll tell him. Well, maybe you guys can carpool coming up to Chiller.
Yeah, maybe I can get him to sneak down and play a song. Who knows?
There you go. There you go. Awesome. Let's see. There's probably so. Oh, how is the how is the solo record done? I mean, I guess amounts.
I think it's done pretty well. I mean, it's been getting good. Good college airplay.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it reflected, at the gigs. I mean, there's a lot more young people at the gigs. I mean, the gigs are, a lot of people are coming to them, so it's good.
Mm-hmm. Do you see the element of people, bringing their kids or a couple of generations at gigs to see you?
I think there's some of that. I think mostly it's just, kids that are, kids are curious about music and with the CBGB's movie and the, solo and all this kind of resurgence and bands like Blondie and X are touring together and all that. There's a lot of interest in the old punk scene.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, just people checking it out. And, there's not that many of us left, so it's kind of the closest they're going to get.
Right.
Like the Dead Boys or something,
Right. And, as a, being part of a label now, is it numbers, sales numbers, airplay, what's the thing that you guys really focus on? Because I know the record industry is just so warped.
Good music.
Oh, good.
I mean, we haven't been driven by sales or anything so far. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, it would be nice if we do want to sell some records to exchange business, but, you know, that's, that has been the focal point. It's been just getting good music out there and, you know, making money back for good. And, you know, but we're still, you know, things are starting to pick up. I mean, the Ghost Wolves have done extremely well for us. And, I mean, they're a hard-working band. They're not, there's no kidding around with those. I mean, they grassroots all the way. It's excellent. There's a way to do it. I love seeing them play like that.
And are they, let me just take a look here. I'm looking at the Ghost Wolves website. Are they on tour?
They're always on tour.
Oh, they're always on tour. Well, good.
I mean, they're pretty much, they've got, you know, the big band. And they've been one of those big ones, you know, kind of the splitter bands, you know?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, they own one of those, and they, you know, they get on the road, and they live in that, and they take their wolves with them, their old big white dogs with them. And, they, you know, they camp out, and it's amazing. But they're on the road all the time.
Yeah, they're playing in Portsmouth, New Hampshire tonight at the Press Room, and then at Kung Fu Necktie on Saturday in direct competition with you.
In Philadelphia, right?
Yeah, in Philadelphia, yeah. So.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't think anybody's driving up to see me in Philly.
You never know. Like you said, you know, there's very few of your ilk left, which is a horrible thing to say, but, you know, in terms of, like, you know, check out the original punk rockers. Are you ever treated in, like, as, like, not rock star so much, but more like a, oh, look, he's this, like observing you more than interacting with you, like people don't know what to say, kind of, and just like, he's the Cheetah Chrome from the
Yeah, you get that.
What do you do with people like that when they, like, kind of freeze or get weird around you?
Yeah, you know, talk to the guy behind him.
I guess you got to just make sure you're having a good time.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And then have you ever done anything with Clem Burke?
Not in, like, in a band sort of situation. I mean, I jammed with Blondie, you know. It was a lot of fun. They came down here when they did the tour with X. They played Nashville at the Ryman Auditorium. And I came out and did Hollywood Babylon, the Mr. Song, or whatever it was called.
Yes.
Yeah, and it was great. You know, that was the first time me and Clem had played together. But, you know, Clem's always been, you know, he's just so busy. He's such a good drummer.
He is. Yes, he is. I've been trying to get him on this.
He almost had him for the bass. He was too. But then, Les, you know, he couldn't do it, and Les was right there, and we love Les. You know, so that was great. We had one of the last of the powerhouse English drummers.
Nice.
You know, he is.
Oh, hey, you know what? Tell Clem that I want to get him on the show, because I've been trying to get him on the show. I actually ran into him at the Newark Airport the weekend of the Super Bowl.
Oh.
And I had asked him before to be on the show when he was up here at FMU, you know, to do that. So I'll give Sylvain a message for you, and you have to give Clem a message for me.
This is how things get done in the music business, see?
Exactly. Right on the air, live. This is how it happens. This is why your job as an A&R guy is so easy.
Yeah.
And so, what else is on the horizon for you?
Right now, we're kind of doing a regrouping thing here at the label. It's kind of you know, taking stock and getting ready to move ahead. You know, get busy next year. And then, as far as, you know, me doing gigs and all that, I'm working with a new co-manager, kind of, and we're getting a booking agent. I'm going to be going out and playing a lot this year.
Good.
You know, so I'm going to be a weekend warrior as much as possible, just because that's what I do, you know.
And that's what people want to see you do. That's what
But, you know, it's fun. If I do, like, you know, weekends, I'm ready to go home by Monday, you know? About the right thing. And I hate playing Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, so works out good.
Well, thank you for making time for us on Thursday.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure.
Is your...
Always to you.
Is your son playing guitar?
Not yet.
I will.
What did you say?
I will.
Oh, he said he will.
Good. Good. And
he hasn't grown into it yet, you know?
Mm-hmm. You're not pressuring him, are you?
Say what?
I like drumming.
Oh, good. Well, there's a homemade family band right there, then.
Oh, yeah, we jam. Mm-hmm. We do. You know, we've gotten there and get downstairs and jam sometimes. It's fun.
Awesome. That's super. That's so wonderful. Well, so the Bowery Electric Show is on Saturday, and that's with the Fleshtones and the Split Squad, which is Clem and Keith and Mike Giblin on bass. And we still don't know who your bass player is, but that's okay.
It's Keith from Frankenstein 3000. I can't think of his name.
I should probably be able to find that. Wait, let me.
He's got the radio show, y'all. The Electric Ballroom. Amy Christie.
Let's see that one.
No.
Let's see. Keith. Here we go. Yep, it says Keith. Let's see. Images for Keith. Keith from Frankenstein 3000. Keith Roth. Oh, Keith Roth. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I thought you knew that.
I should know that, of course.
You guys are like neighbors.
I know. Yeah, practically. Yeah. All right, that's my bad. We filled in all the gaps. We filled in all the gaps now.
Due to the holes in my brain.
Right. Well, you know, we're all allowed those. I mean, you know, if I didn't have notes, I'd be going, who are you? Like every 5 minutes.
I count on it.
Right, exactly. You got to find tools.
Go ahead and plan for it.
Right, you got to make things work for you. So, well, good. We'll see you on Saturday night. I actually am not going to be at that show because I'll be at that joint in Parsippany, probably watching Sylvain. But
oh yeah, well, it's, you know, that's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You like Sylvain better than me? That's okay. I'm not.
No.
Okay.
No, never, never. I'm going to go see him to give him a message from you.
Oh. Okay, well, hey, that was very
deftly handled. Yes, don't kill the messenger. But anyway, it's always good to check in with you. Hey, I know that you're a huge comedy guy. Any good movies or anything funny lately that you've discovered that you just think is really great that you want to?
Oh, what? Oh yeah, Logan's YouTube channel.
Who's?
He's got a great. Little YouTube channel. So it was an awesome guy.
Wait, who?
Awesome guy on YouTube. And he makes his own little videos and puts them up there. And that's what I've discovered lately.
Really?
Yeah, and I've been on a Family Guy binge, too.
Let's see. Awesome guy.
You know?
Nice. Oh, good. Kid freaks out and breaks TV. Awesome. Nice. Very good. Well, yeah, because you're always around with a laugh and a guitar. That's what I know.
Oh, wow.
You pretty much. That's what I think of when I think of Cheetah Crow. I'm like, he's got a guitar and he's got that. I just hear the intro to Sonic Reducer and I see you laughing.
Like, oh, okay.
That's my, you know, like if you describe somebody quickly.
Downright scary image right there.
Oh, I don't think so. I mean, good Lord, it could
be.
Oh,
I see when I hear that Rick. It's like, ha ha ha.
I would say probably a less ha ha ha, more of a funny, more of a sinister smile, laugh. Yeah, that's good. Almost like.
Good?
Like Muttley, like Dastardly and Muttley, sort of.
Yeah, okay. They do the ZZ Top.
That'd be good. You could do that. You do like a recording of just all laughs and get some something really thrilling.
We'll do a station ID for you, just all different laughs.
Yes! That would be perfect. That would be fine. I'm playing Sharky behind us.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
got your perfect little. Instrumental there.
My surf ditty?
Yes, indeed. So I'm going to play a couple of things off of that record and, spread the word, get people to go out to that show for you to say hello and high-five Cheetah Chrome at the Bowery Electric on Saturday night with the Fleshtones and the Split Squad. So that's a real ringer of a bill.
Yeah, it's going to be good. I mean, I'm going to enjoy that show.
Good. And then the next time you want to do radio, the next time you want to play live, you talk to me, Mr. Crum.
Okay, I will. I want to do that again.
Yes. We all want you to do that again.
That was a lot of fun.
Yes. Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you very much for your time. Thank you for calling in promptly at 1 o'clock. That was perfect. I don't usually allow people to do that because I don't feel like I can trust them. I'm always like, I'll call you, and then I see him like, oh, the light it's blinking at 1 o'clock. So thank you for being precise. And
I've got two publicity people making sure I'm on time.
That's right. You got people around you. You're gonna get it done.
That's it. You know.
That's awesome.
Yeah, more reminder means everything.
It's true. It is true. All right, sir. Well, thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you so much for being a friend of WFMU, and kick some butt in New York on Saturday.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me. And like I said, you guys are family. Anytime.
Awesome. All right. We'll talk to you soon, man. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Alrighty, that little bit of music there was called Sharky off of Cheetah's solo record called Solo on the Plowboy Records label. Thanks for tuning in for WFMU. I'm Diane Kamikaze. Talk to you soon.